Merry Christmas from Moms in Prayer International. I'm your host, Leaneen Heiss, and if you are listening the day this releases, it's Christmas Eve, my honest-to-goodness favorite day of the year. If you're listening after Christmas Eve, it doesn't matter a bit, because you won't want to miss today's guest. As you probably discovered, this month we've departed from our interview format to celebrate the coming of Jesus. We're enjoying short devotionals and prayers with some of our key leaders at Moms in Prayer. Today we will conclude our four-part Advent celebration with our founder, Fern Nichols. I had the opportunity to sit at Fern's feet quite literally and thank her from the bottom of my heart for listening to the Lord's leading and starting that very first prayer group for her son's school. One of the things you'll love about Fern is that she always leads us to the feet of Jesus. That's exactly what she'll do for us today as we celebrate our last week of Christmas. Today we finish our Moms in Prayer Advent celebration with Moms in Prayer founder, Fern Nichols, discussing Christ's boundless love.
Hi, my name is Fern Nichols. I'm the founder of Moms in Prayer International, a ministry that prays for children in schools. At this Christmas season, I love celebrating the greatest story ever told. And so let's just consider and reflect on the amazing attribute of God's love, this great love story. Here are some words that describe God's love: vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, everlasting, unfailing, unconditional, faithful. Love is His very nature. God's love is shared beautifully in a well-known Bible verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This truth brings God's supernatural love right into the natural realm where we live, right into the pages of our lives. In Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah prophesied, "A virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. God so greatly loved the world that He gave His only Son. The sovereign King, the creator of heaven and earth, left the splendor, the majesty, and the glory of heaven and came to earth as a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Baby Jesus, fully God, fully man. God's love so extravagant, so passionate, He gave. Yes, He gave His one and only Son, who committed not a single wrong. And He suffered terribly and then died on a cruel, relentless cross so that we might have forgiveness of sins. And 3 days later, after the crucifixion, the resurrection, He rose from the dead, giving validity that He was who He said He was, the Son of God, who took away the sins of the world. Jesus is alive, and whoever believes on His name, who repents of their sin, asking Jesus to come into their heart, becomes His child and is promised eternal life. Think of it. We are a forever child of God. Oh, what love. And this gift of salvation is free, totally free. We don't have to buy or earn His love. The Bible says, "It is by grace you are saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works that no one can boast." This truly is the unconditional love of God. And Romans 8, verse 32 gives us further insight into the extent of His amazing love. It says, "He did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. How will He not also graciously give us everything else we need?" All that we need is found in Jesus. Love, forgiveness, joy, peace, deliverance, protection, provision, strength, and hope. Oh yes, I really love this time of year. And when we have the opportunity, we do have the opportunity to put God's great love on display. as we celebrate Christ's birth. It's stating that a miracle happened, a miraculous intervention of God, from the manger to the cross to the resurrection, that we might experience an intimate, personal, loving relationship with the one who created us. And our hearts soar with praise as we sing, "Joy to the world! The Lord has come!" Oh, precious listener, please never doubt that your Heavenly Father passionately loves you. He loves you dearly. This is my prayer for you. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great gift of Jesus Christ. And I pray for each one listening. May they know experientially how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear one, will you trust the one who loves you this much? Have a wonderful Merry Christmas. And may you sense God's love and nearness as you celebrate the greatest love story ever told.